You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Cap Radio's newest podcast, Mid-Pacific, explores Asian American identity through food, family, politics, and much more. And that includes music. If you're already listening to the podcast with new episodes that drop Thursday mornings, you're probably familiar with this sound. And that song is titled Can't Hold Us Back, and it is the theme song of Mid-Pacific. The creative mind is Polar Tropica, a Los Angeles-based galactic dream pop artist and composer. And they join us now with more about their work. Welcome, Polar Tropica.
Thanks so much for having me, Vicky. I'm really happy to be here today.
So happy that you made the time. Thanks for joining us. Where did your name come from?
It actually came from a song I heard in the grocery store. I guess it was from Frank and Weenie, and it's called Polar Tropic. and I changed it to Polar Tropica. I never seen the movie, but I heard the song, and it was really cool. Yeah, it's like many years ago.
Yeah, awesome. When did you start becoming an artist and a musician?
I'm sorry?
When did you start becoming an artist and a musician?
I've played music all my life since I was a young child. Actually, I grew up in the Bay Area, and I played piano and trumpet in orchestras and jazz bands, pretty much everything, marching band. And as I got older, I got into rock music, indie rock, and things like that. And so it was kind of a natural progression. Every time I tried to do something that wasn't music, I always came back to it. So,
yeah. In the podcast Mid-Pacific, as I know you're aware of, it explores this in-betweenness that can exist for Asian Americans. You were born in Taiwan, but raised in California and Los Angeles or the Bay Area. How did that shape your artistry and your creativity?
I feel like since I mostly grew up here, I had some, you know, interesting influences from my parents. They listened to like a whole range of things, like John Denver, the Carpenters, the Bee Gees. And so that influenced me, as well as a lot of like Mandarin pop, and that my parents would also listen to. And even though I'm not like consciously writing some of those like melodies or kind of like that production in my music, I think it does kind of subconsciously seep through sometimes. I like notice later, I listen back and I'm like, wow, that sounds like that one, you know, Anita Mui song or something. So that's kind of cool.
How was it collaborating with Mid-Pacific?
It was so much fun. I first would talk to Sarah to do an interview segment, and she told me to send some of my music. And then she was like, actually, I really love, you know, this song, Can't Hold Us Back, and I think it'd be perfect for a podcast. So it was pretty magical. It was such a fun conversation. And it's always nice to talk about, you know, the nuances of being API, because our experiences are so diverse. You know, sometimes I don't even realize that until I was listening to the podcast. I was like, oh, wow. You know, so I appreciate it. I'm so honored to be a part of that.
Yeah, I was talking to Sarah, and she sent a message about why she loved the song so much for the podcast. And she said that it was a love song to immigrants, and that, you know, you really resonated with the theme song because you're someone who identifies as Asian and American, and your music is a reflection of that. And even those lyrics, it's like, can't hold us back, we're going all the way to the top. It just seemed like a great fit for the podcast in its own way, like a celebration of Asian American identity.
Yes, totally. I think when I wrote the song too, there was a lot going on at the border with families being separated. It was even before the whole, you know, AAPI movement and the Asian crime thing happened, because I wrote the song quite a while ago. And yeah, it just really hurt, especially being in California. You know, we have so much diversity, and so many of the workers are friends, like everyone has a story, you know, and everything that they went through just to be here and find a better life. And so I was just kind of trying to, I was inspired by that, but I wanted to write something uplifting, you know, like to honor everyone instead of, you know, really sad about what was like happening.
Yeah. You know, and in addition to race and ethnicity, I mean, when it comes to gender and sexual identity, you're very inclusive in your work as well.
Thank you. Yes, I try to be. I think it just comes naturally. You know, people are like, what do you write about? And I was like, I literally just write about my friends and my life or like things I see. You know, sometimes I'm inspired by like a TV show or like my boss. like it's really mean. I was like, I'm gonna write about that. And like, it could be anything. And so, yeah, I feel like I'm so lucky. There's so many like experiences and people that have really moved me and changed my life. And so I try to like write that in, you know, and I, yeah. And my dancers, everyone just comes from such a big spectrum. It's so beautiful.
Hmm. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Polar Tropica, the artist behind the theme song of CAP Radio's podcast, Mid-Pacific, which explores Asian American identity. Okay, so we're going to listen to a longer version of the theme song. Here is Can't Hold Us Back. You know, what I love about it is that it's this, as you say, this upbeat song, but dreamy, but there's an enormous amount of like empowerment and pride and strength, especially when learning from you from immigrant backgrounds.
Definitely. And I think that's the thing about hardships or when you're going through rough times. Someone told me like it's not going to feel that way forever. You know, even the good times, like they don't last. And so, it's like it's temporary. It's gonna get better. It's gonna keep changing, and you know, like I feel like all of us deal with a lot of difficulties, BS, and stuff. You're like, this doesn't make sense. Why is this happening? And so it's just like it's gonna come at you, and you have to also just be able to, you know, be flexible and like get around the things that are, you know, preventing you from getting what you need or what you want. And that's definitely something I feel like all the immigrants, a lot of people that have come here, have had to face. And so, yeah, but I think it's just so inspiring to me. You know, every time I hear a story about someone's like parents or grandparents that came here and all the crazy things they had to do, you know, just to open a business or like, like get a car or, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think it's appropriate that the title of the album is Dreams Come True. And that's from 2020, your 2020 album. We're going to fast forward a couple years to 2022. You sent us some other music and you just have such range in your artistry. So we're going to listen to Give Them Hell. This definitely has more of like a rock punk vibe.
Thank you. Yeah, this one, I mean, because this one's about like actually like fighting back this song was actually inspired by a 2020 special about the Yosemite killer. And I was just so frustrated that they spent 45 minutes talking about the Yosemite killer and just kind of glazed over all the women that he murdered. And I was so frustrated because they were all like, all the families are so broken. And I was like, well, they all had these amazing lives and were doing cool things. But they were just obsessed with, you know, the killer, or making excuses. He had a bad childhood. And so, but the last woman that he murdered, she fought back, and she's the reason why he got caught, because she was so strong, and he had like, so it's kind of a tribute to her, but it's also about just how we need to. So this song kind of came out of everything that happened in 2020. I was just thinking, like, we all need to really band together to protect one another, you know, not in terms of like the law or like things that are happening, you know, seniors getting mm-hmm. attacked, just finding ways to support one another, especially POC community.
Yeah, I mean, NPR like profiled this song and called it a roaring anthem as we entered the year of Water Tiger. But that was from last year because it was 2022, and that was in light of rising anti-Asian American hate crimes and gender-based violence towards trans women of color. I mean, there's also just a big evolution for you from 2020 to 2022 as well when you released this song. And the music video is very cool. It's like a video game, an empowering video game at that.
I was trying to make all my friends into superheroes. And like the theme was kind of like we were all battling each other to see who was going to slay the serial killer, like who's the strongest. But your superpower is like what you like. So my friend like really likes plants, so that's her superpower. She's like really green. Like, so everyone has a different, you know, but it's like even baking, if you make food, that's a superpower. You like feed people. So I was just trying to encourage people to use what they had to, you know, to feel empowered and that they could make a difference, you know.
All right, let's listen to the next song. This is Do You Wanna Play, and it's from 2023, so this year it's a new one.
Yeah.
I just wanna play. Do you wanna play? 'Cause I wanna play. Do you wanna play? 'Cause I wanna play. Guess what? I'm dangerous. You won't have a heart attack. I'm just gonna handle this. If I told you a secret, would you keep it? If I told you a secret, would you keep it? Maybe it's your heart. How did you get like this? Every time you talk to me, all I wanna do is kiss. It's hard to concentrate.
I love the dance beat. So what inspired this song?
This song, I was going to some Angels City soccer games. In Los Angeles, we have a women's soccer team. And I just kept hearing like these anthems, and none of them were like sung by women. They were mostly like, anyway. And I was like, dude, I really feel the competitiveness. But then you know how in sports, like people are, they're competitive, but they're still friends, or they might have crushes on each other. And it's like a healthy thing to have that sort of competition, like rivalry, because it like pushes yourself to also be better. And so I wanted to write a song about that, but I also wanted to write a song about like the music industry is pretty rough. I mean, everyone knows every industry, you know, entertainment, radio, I'm sure you have that too. And so I always feel like sometimes there's some weird little fishy things going on behind the scenes And sometimes if you take it too seriously, it gets really like, you know, bums me out. And so I was just like, if I just treat everything like it's kind of like a game, it's not going to be so bad. So, it's kind of like it has a few different meanings. And I've just been getting into music video games a lot lately, too. So I wanted to write something that can maybe be in the video game.
Yeah. And it is playful as well. And I think that's it's a good outlet, you know, because, yeah, the music industry is tough. That's for sure. Where do you get your inspiration from? What artists did you grow up really loving that helped shape the work that you do?
I like really enjoyed Muse. I really loved how they incorporated a lot of like rock and classical into their like prog rock. But you know, I was always also into pop and R&B. So this is a whole range of music that really influenced me. And then later on, like I was into like the electronic music of Grimes. And I do love pop music, so it all just kind of gets mashed together. But I really love guitar, I love drums, and I do feel like I'm getting more experimental, which everyone's like, what's next? Oh my God, so crazy. But our next single is going to be like a love song. It's going to be like a summertime love song with like a twist. So I hope people like that. I wanted to write something nice. More calm.
Well, we're going to end with the song Terminator, and we'll unpack that one right before we say goodbye to you.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
I had to say, this song was in my head yesterday when I was listening to it all day. I love this song.
Thank you so much. It's actually in How to Blow Up a Pipeline, which is the new movie out in theaters on Neon, and in like one of the scenes. I'm so glad you like it. Yeah, it's one of my favorites that I've written.
Polytropica, it was so much fun. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Polytropica is a Los Angeles-based galactic dream pop artist and composer, and whose song, Can't Hold Us Back, is the theme song for Cap Radio's newest podcast, Mid-Pacific, which explores Asian American identity through food, family, politics, and much more, like music. New episodes drop Thursdays. Insight's Concert Connect is back. That's coming up in just a few minutes. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.